No. No, that doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, I really don't understand how it makes sense for her to cheat on you and then somehow twist it into being your fault. But, no, it's okay. I mean, like, it's okay for you to be upset, okay? You don't have to feel bad about being upset. Obviously, you cared about her a lot, and it makes sense for you to be feeling hurt. I know everyone else has been telling you to just be strong and move on, but, you know, other things like that she was a bitch and she wasn't worth your time anyways, and, I mean, they're right, but you don't have to be strong all the time, okay? If you want, I'm here for you. Do you want a hug? Yeah, come here. No, it's fine. Don't worry about my shirt. I'm sure it'll wash out. And if not, then, I mean, you're worth a little more to me than a shirt. No, I know. I'm just kidding. I'm fine, okay? It's fine. I understand. I'm here for you. You don't even have to say anything if you don't want to. Want me to go punch her for you? No, no, I know, I won't. I was just thinking about it, I guess. I mean, I was thinking about it when you first introduced me to her, and, like, the first thought through my head was, I'm bigger than you are. No, not like that. I meant, like, I guess from pictures of you guys on Facebook, she just looked taller, and, you know, she'd be standing next to you, so when I met her in person, I was just kind of like, you're a tinier girl than I expected you to be. So, I won't actually go punch her or anything, but we can kind of cherish the thought, right? Hey, I know you're in a rough spot right now. It's just that I have something that I want to say to you. It might be a callous thing to say at the moment, and I don't know if it's what you need to hear right now, but I think it's something I need to tell you. I mean, if it's okay with you. You don't mind? No, I get it. You don't have to promise not to get mad. I'll understand, okay? I'll still be here. I won't go anywhere. Okay, here it goes. She didn't respect you. I know, it's obvious now, it's just like, you could just tell by the way she looked at you, or the way she touched you, she wasn't interested in you. Not as a person. I think she was more concerned with how you'd look next to her, like some sort of messed up trophy collector. What? I mean, no, I wasn't just gonna call you out on a new relationship, like, yeah, I know that's what friends are supposed to do, but Okay, look. Here's how it is. I respect you, okay? I don't think you're stupid. I don't think you go around picking girls because you think they're gonna hurt you. I think you try to go out with girls who you think will genuinely make you happy. You know, like any sane person would. And sometimes I want to tell you stuff like, this chick just wants to get in your pants, or this girl's a bitch, but every time I think about something like that, I just think about, like, with this girl, you really did seem like you were happy. You know, when she wasn't, like, cheating on you or being a huge general shithead. But I didn't want to intrude on what you had. Well, I mean, I wanted to more than anything, but it didn't seem like the right thing to do. Or, you know, I didn't want to seem like I was doing it for the wrong reasons or anything. What? Oh, I don't know what I meant. The reasons, like, just, I guess, you can just do so much better than all of those girls. You deserve better than them. You deserve someone who sees you for who you are and really just appreciates you as a person, not some chick just looking for someone to hook up with and inflate their ego. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I guess most of us are terrible. Girls as a whole, I guess we don't really have our priorities straight. And it's fucked up that people like you get hurt because of it. It's just, I guess it's just how things are. But there are some girls out there that aren't total assholes. I'm sure you'll meet someone someday, right? Someone who really, truly respects you. Someone who really appreciates you. Maybe you've met people like that already in your life. No? Well, what about me then? Yeah, I know. Believe me. I get it. We're just friends. I'm just saying, though, like, I really care about you. I really want you to be happy. And sometimes I look at those girls that you go out with, and it's just like, I feel like I could do better than them. They want the intimacy, they want the smiles and the hugs, but they don't want the responsibility. Not for themselves, definitely not for you, but me, I Yeah, I know, we're friends. You mean a lot to me as a friend. Your happiness, it's really an important thing to me, and I value you a lot as a friend too, and I understand if you don't ever want to risk losing that. I would never want to lose what we have. You're just so important to me. It's just frustrating for me to see you getting involved with people who keep hurting you. Okay, fine, but what makes you choose them over me? No, I'm not saying that. I'm not asking. I mean, I don't know. I don't know, okay? You know I like you, right? You have to know. Okay. Yeah, I figured you had at least some idea. Okay, look, I'm not... No, I don't think you're friend-zoning me. I don't think friend-zoning is a real thing. It's just being called friends, right? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you to feel bad about that. I would never want that. Look, it's fine, okay? I can understand that. I can respect that. I just don't want to risk losing the friendship that we have. I don't want to lose that either. We've been through too much over the past decade, and I wouldn't ever want to throw away what we have. Yeah, I know. I appreciate you too. I appreciate you a lot. You've been there for me too, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't have raised my voice, and I know it's a confusing time for you right now. I'm sorry we're having this talk, but I'm sorry. This is just really hard to put into words. I just care about you. I care about you so much. I mean, I care about you so much that I want to take that risk. That it's a risk I'd be willing to take if it means you'd have someone who really knows you. You. Someone who wants you. Someone who cares about you. Yeah. Someone like me. I don't get it. I just don't know. Why? Like, is there something wrong with me? Or did I do something? I would have been better than any of the other bitches you've dated. No, we're having this discussion. I need to have this discussion. We've known each other for how long now? 10? 11 years? I've spent 8 of those years hiding these feelings from you. Because I care about you. Because I don't just want to be another problem in your already complicated life. I've been hiding that part of me away. The part of me that cares about you more than anyone else. Because I knew it wasn't a side of me that you wanted. I hid that away because it was just an inconvenience for you. I think I deserve to have this conversation with you right now. I stayed single all these years because of you. Every time I had an opportunity to go out with someone, every opportunity I had to hook up with someone, I turned them all down because I wanted to be here for you. Every time something was wrong, I was here for you. Every time you broke up with a girl or someone broke up with you, my heart would just freeze, wondering if this would be the time that you realized. And if not then, maybe the next time after. And then you'd realize that I've been by your side this whole time. Or maybe the time after that would be the time you realized how much I care about you. Or the time after that would be the time that you realized I could do better than any other girl you've gotten involved with. Yes, I was jealous. I was always jealous, and that's why I didn't ever tell you what I thought about those girls. I didn't want to come across as just me trying to keep you all to myself. But seeing you with anyone else, it just made me so anxious, no matter what. Just seeing you with someone and already knowing that I could do better, knowing that I could try harder, knowing that I could care more about you. I wanted to let you find someone on your own. I wanted to let you figure it out on your own. And even laying it out straight in front of you, you don't know why you don't want me? Just get down. Okay, look, I'll help you. I'll figure this out for you. I care more about you than any other girl you've ever been with. I will always care more about you, more than any girl you'll ever meet. I've got a whole decade's head start on them, and no girl is patient enough to surpass that. I've always wanted what's best for you, and no matter how objectively I try to look at it from every possible angle, I'm the best girl there is for you. Just don't... stop struggling! Don't fight this! Just... come on, give in. I don't know why you keep telling me, why you keep telling yourself that you don't want me, why you keep telling yourself that it's not anyone else you want. It's not anyone else's lips you want on yours, but mine. No, no, you don't get to fight your way out of this. Not after all the fighting I did for you. Not after all the fighting I did against myself. Holding back these feelings. Holding back how much you mean to me. You're gonna give in to me whether you want to or not. No. I'm not raping you. Maybe it feels like it right now, but I know by the time this is over, you'll understand. I'll make you understand that this is what's better for you. I have always been what's best for you. You know, you're so beautiful. Even when you're crying, even when you're upset, I'll be here for you. Even when you struggle and try to get away from me, I'll always be here. Because I love you. Fuck. That's right. I love you. I've always, always loved you. And now, we're finally together. This is how it should be. Us together, you inside of me, as close as two people can get. I know it hurts right now, and you don't want it, but that's just the sacrifice we'll have to make. It's gonna hurt until your body realizes that it wants me, and then you'll finally understand, and you'll finally love me back. But it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about giving you... to accept and take me, all of me, and my love on you. Oh, God. It hurt me so much, you know, being in love with you for so many years, seeing you with other people, thinking about the things they did with you, things they did to you, contaminating your beautiful, perfect frame. I've wanted this, to be on top of you like this, more than anyone else has. I'm so happy to finally have you here, underneath me, shaking and screaming and throbbing. But it's not just about me. I want you to enjoy this too. I want you to enjoy me. I want you to enjoy loving me, me fucking you. Do you like this? Finally being together with me at last? No? How about now? Do you like that? That's not what your body is telling me. You're not fooling me. I can feel the hardness of your cock, and I've convinced your body you clearly like this. No? You'll say yes. You'll say yes. I'll make you say yes. I'll do better. I'll be the best woman I can be for you. I love you so much. I'll fuck you so hard, and then you'll come crawling back to me wanting more, and I'll keep wanting more of you. As each day passes, then it'll be an endless feedback loop of desire and support, and why won't you say yes? Why won't you say yes? Why aren't you enjoying this? Don't you get it? I love you. This is what's best for you. What are you getting at? Stop resisting. It's not gonna help you at all. I'm trying to help you. Don't fight me. Love me. Love me back. Fuck me back. No! Why won't you love me? No, I'm not raping you. You're being blind. This isn't like you. You're smart, brilliant, you're radiant. I respect you. You're not stupid. The guy I love wouldn't resist something that he knew was better for him. And he'd know not to try for anything but the best. No. That's not what you're doing right now. You're not him. You're not my brilliant friend. You're not that beautiful man. You don't even closely resemble the person that I care so much about. You're just a hollow shell. Fuck. You're just a filthy imposter parading around as the man I love. I refuse to believe that you're him. You're just an idiot who doesn't know what's good for him. A dumb asshole who's throbbing in hard while I rape him. He's underneath me, struggling, and I'm grabbing and pushing and groping and shoving, and he's struggling, but he's still so desperate for me. How dumb is this guy? I'm literally raping him, grinding and forcing myself onto him, shoving myself down to fuck him, to rape him, and he's a hard? I'm disgusted. This guy I'm raping, he's nothing like you. I bet he wishes he was you, all perfect and special and someone to be treasured, but he's not. I don't love the guy I'm fucking. I don't love him the way I love you. He's not special to me the way that you are. He's just an object, someone to fuck, someone to use. He's not you. He's not pure. He's just a stupid whore that can't decide whether or not he enjoys being raped. A toy that doesn't know if the person riding his cock is good for him. An asshole who pushes away the only girl that cares about him. You're not like him. He takes me for granted. He's always taken me for granted with everything I've done for him. You're better than the stupid guy underneath me. You're the one who knows what you mean to me, what I mean to you, and you understand how badly I want you to be happy, and I love you, and you love me back. You love me back. You love me back.
No. No. Get away from me! I don't know who you are. I've never seen you before. I never touched you. I've never known you. Where is he? Bring back my love. Tell me where he is. Tell me where to find him! It's not you. You're nothing to me. You're not fooling anybody. I'll show you. I'll prove you're wrong. I'll show you just how crazy and deluded you are. I'll find him and bring him to you, and you'll see that he's the one I love. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're crazy. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all that I've done up until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all that I've done until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all that I've done up until now, but everything I've done is perfectly sane. I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. You're the crazy one. You probably think I'm the crazy one with all that I've done up until now, Everything I've done is perfectly sane.